Now, Matt Bevan joins us. Matt, what's making news around the world?
Matt, a year after the sweeping electoral victory by the Republican Party in the US last year, they're struggling to pass significant legislation. This is despite the fact that they hold the House, the Senate and the White House. In the Senate, the Republicans have a majority of 52-48, which didn't prove enough to pass the Obamacare repeal. Now, when Jeff Sessions left the Senate to become the Attorney General, he left a vacancy in his Alabama Senate seat, which was filled by a caretaker senator named Luther Strange. Luther Strange then had to face a special election to get the job properly, but despite holding the support of the party and President Trump, he was defeated in the Republican primary by Judge Roy Moore, who was backed by power broker Steve Bannon.
And you're going to see in state after state after state, people that follow the model of Judge Moore, that do not need to raise money from the elites, from the crony capitalists, from the fat cats in Washington, D.C.
Roy Moore is a hardline conservative.
Crime, corruption, immorality, abortion, sodomy, sexual perversion sweep our land.
He's questioned whether Muslims should be allowed to serve in the US Congress. He's blamed massacres on people forgetting the law of God. He's pulled out a gun at a rally to illustrate his position on gun rights. And he's lectured at length on morals.
Do you think that homosexual or homosexual conduct should be illegal today? That's a yes or no question.
Homosexual conduct should be illegal. Yes.
Should be illegal.
Yes. Yes.
That means that what two consenting adults do behind closed bedroom door should be illegal activity?
It is immoral.
Roy Moore there, speaking to MSNBC in 2005. He says gay sex is against the laws of nature and therefore it isn't appropriate for governments or courts to rule it legal.
Sodomy is against the law of nature. Gravity. Let's say the court decides to do away with gravity. Let's say you can jump off the Empire State. No, really. Can they do that?
Roy Moore speaking to the Washington Post this year. His core message is about morality.
We need to bring back the understanding of God, morality, and the Constitution of the United States.
So Roy Moore was considered likely to win this special election, which is next month in Alabama. This morning, though, the Washington Post has published a report on Roy Moore. In the report, a woman named Lee Kaufman says in 1979, when she was 14 years old, then Assistant DA Roy Moore approached her and her mother on a bench in a courthouse in Alabama and offered to watch her while her mother went inside for a hearing. He asked then for her phone number. Subsequently, she says the 32-year-old Roy Moore took her on some outings and initiated sexual contact. The Washington Post reports that three other women have told them that when they were between the ages of 16 and 18, Roy Moore pursued them, taking two of them out on dates. At the time, he was in his early 30s. Those women said those dates consisted of nothing more than kissing. Roy Moore, now 70, has denied the allegations in a written statement. He says these allegations are completely false and are a desperate political attack by the National Democrat Party and the Washington Post on this campaign. Now, the voters of Alabama may very well dismiss this story, Matt, and elect Roy Moore next month anyway. But if they don't, because the election was tightening even before this story, it will narrow the Republicans' majority in the Senate to 51-49, putting their tax plan in jeopardy. Now, there are going to be more announcements on the tax plan today, but some reports suggest that it's already in trouble, as it may cause tax increases to some middle-class families in the US while lowering taxes for the wealthiest Americans. This morning on CNN, Republican House member Trent Franks refused to rule out the idea that the plan may raise taxes on some middle-class families.
I would never try to guarantee anything like that, but I am suggesting to you that the overwhelming majority of the American people will see a demonstrably clear tax relief that they can palpably feel.
The Democrats, meanwhile, are feeling pretty confident that they will be able to stop this plan.
You want to pass this tax bill? You want to hurt the suburbs? Make our day. Make our day.
Democratic
so
Senate.
We are saying to
Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer there, speaking earlier today. Now, this tax plan has widespread implications around the world. A lot of other countries are looking at it as a model, potentially, for lowering taxes in their own country. So if it's in trouble already and the Republican Senate majority may narrow after next month.
Well, Scott Morrison is using overseas examples all the time to talk about our company tax rate, isn't he?
So. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Cheers, Matt.